All right, folks, believe it or not, there are still people in denial, and even in the body of Christ, there are still people in denial that the beast system is being constructed right before our eyes. And today, we're going to show you even more evidence that this thing is accelerating and speeding up. So let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Of course, I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. Listen, if you're new, first time joining us, somebody invited you in, we always want to welcome you to the program. Let us know in the comment section below that you're new, if you're in the YouTube chat here, or if you're on Rumble, or whatever visual platform and where in which you can make comments. And of course, we welcome you guys in the podcast land, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We welcome you as well. Listen, do us a favor. Everybody that's listening, watching, help us out. Help us get the word out. Smash that like button. And for your benefit, hit the subscribe button. Hit that bell notification. It's going to help you keep up with our programs. And even you can take it a step further. If you're watching, listening, we do have a free app. It's available for everyone who would like to keep up with our ministry. Every podcast, every headline, every breaking news alert, every prophecy update, everything right at your fingertips. How do you do this? Download the free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away and good to go, and everything. You won't miss a single thing that we put out there. So guys, we have talked about this extensively, continually, probably once a week. We do these prophetic updates, and that's what this is today. We're doing a prophetic update, and we like to show you some recent headlines, and we bring it from a biblical eschatological perspective and show you that we are indeed headlong accelerating into the end times, into especially in what I call the beast system that will be implemented and set up by two main players of Bible prophecy. One, you're very familiar with, and that is the Antichrist. The other one is a lesser known player who will be involved in this, and this is the false prophet. But I'm going to show you today that all of this is coming together. We're weaving this together. Let's go to Revelation 13. All right, so we see here in Revelation chapter 13, we see this emergence of this first beast rising up out of the sea. This is the Antichrist. And you scroll down here in Revelation 13:11. There's another beast coming up out of the earth, one out of the sea, one out of the earth. The first beast rising up out of the sea is the Antichrist. The second beast rising up out of the earth. And look what it says here. He has two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Thus, he will have an appearance of religion. Some could say he even would have an appearance of being a Protestant or Christianity or some type of in form of Christianity. But notice it says he will have two horns like a lamb, but his mouth will speak like a dragon. Thus, again, he will have a form of godliness, but he will be influenced. Make no doubts about this, friends. He will be influenced by Satan himself. And we're going to show you that today. I'm going to show you a shocking headline that if you know Bible prophecy, it shouldn't be a shock to you. But let me go on here. And the scriptures tells us that this individual will exercise all the authority of the first beast in his presence and cause the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast. This is the whole point of this false prophet. This false prophet's his purpose, his mission, his mandate will be to influence the earth. Are you hearing me? The people of the earth, to influence them and persuade them to worship the Antichrist. This is what this is saying here, guys. And it says here, and it speaks of the Antichrist, whose deadly wound will be healed. His empire will be left in ruins, but it will revise in the last days. He performs great signs. So he'll be given, this is the false prophet, he'll be given demonic powers so that he makes fire come down from heaven upon the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs, which will be granted to do in the sight of the beast. Stop. this false prophet, whoever this is, will be able to perform such lying signs and wonders. And 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about this as well. The Apostle Paul talked about this to the church of Thessalonica, that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. There's going to be people, look, I hate to say this, but there could be people in this chat that's watching this in the chat, in YouTube, watching by Rumble, watching, listening by podcast. You could very well be susceptible to this. You could fall for these lying signs and wonders. If you're not rooted and grounded in the Word, not full of the Holy Ghost, not prayed up, you could fall victim to this. This is what this is saying, guys, in Revelation 13. Let me go back. Then this man, I'm in verse 14, Revelation 13, 14. He deceives those who dwell on earth by those signs which he granted to do in the sight of the beast. Now here, watch this. Telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. So this false prophet will command the people of the earth to create this image. You guys have heard me talk about this. The people of the earth will be the ones who will make this image. They will create it. I stand behind what I say, and I believe it will be artificial intelligence. And this image will be granted power, or the false prophet will be granted power to give breath to this image. This is all demonic supernatural powers, that the image of the beast will speak and cause as many that would not to worship the image of the beast and to be. So there it is. Okay. That's only part of the plan. And then we know that later, then he will implement same guy. He here is the false prophet. We're still in context here. This same individual will also create a system of buying, selling, and trading, which will require a mark. And this is the New King James I'm reading here, and I want you to show you this. It says on, but your 1611 King James says in. They will receive a mark in. That's why I say in or on. I don't want to get, we could debate this all day long, but I don't want to do that. Regardless, listen, I want to play it safe. I don't want this in or on my right hand or forehead. And that's what it says that's going to happen. And without this, you will not be able to buy or sell except you have this mark or name or number of the name of the beast put on your body. Now, let's stop for a second. I know that's a lot to digest here. Okay, so let's recap this real quick. There's coming an Antichrist. There's coming a false prophet. These two will work together. The false prophet does all the dirty work as far as creating this system of the beast. He is going to, in my opinion, he's going to create a one world religion, because this guy, this false prophet, I just showed you the description of him. He's going to be a lamb with two horns, but speak like a dragon. So he's going to be the epitome of false religion. There's going to be a one world global false religion. I believe it's an apostate Christianity that will no doubt their entire doctrine will not is stress that Jesus Christ is the only way, truth, and life, and he is the way to heaven, and he is the way to the Father. They will not express that, because we know that is biblical truth. And how do I make this assumption? How can I make this claim? Because John tells us, 1 John, 2 John, it says, who is Antichrist? But he is a liar. It says he will deny. He denies, because the Antichrist spirit has been here. But when the Antichrist comes, it will be no different, friend. It'll just be a man that will have an ability to speak. But it's the same spirit that will embody, this spirit will embody the Antichrist, and it will speak through the Antichrist. And it will speak these blasphemous things like Jesus is not the Son of God, that he was not the only begotten of the Father. It will speak these blasphemies. And this is an Antichrist spirit. This is how you can identify people who are influenced by the Antichrist spirit. A lot of celebrities, a lot of Hollywood people, a lot of musicians are influenced by the spirit of Antichrist because they make these claims, or their videos are filled with the depictions of this stuff. Okay, so we know the false prophet is going to do the dirty work. He's going to create this image of the beast. It's and he won't create it, but he will demand the people, these people of great influence and power and esteem and wealth and positions of authority, that they can create this image of the beast. He will also put into place a buying, selling, and trading system wherein which the people of the earth, and your Bible says all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave, will be required to take the mark of the beast. And without it, you will not be able to function in society. Now, keep this in mind, and I'm going to show you. We've got a lot to talk about today. So buckle up, because we're going to show you some stuff that is phenomenal. This was an extraordinary article that came out. Pope Francis claims that, quote, all religions are a path to God. This statement was so blasphemous that even his own clergy rebuked him. Again, according to the Christian Post, I'm going to scroll down here. Let's check this out. During a three-day visit to Singapore, Pope Francis declared that, here it is, all religions are a path to God. This sparked major backlash among religious leaders in the United States. Stop. Again, friends, this is a blasphemous statement. This contradicts the words of the Messiah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but through me. He tells us in the account of the book of John that he is the gatekeeper. He is the keeper of the sheep and the fold. And that if anyone tries to come in any other way, they are a thief and a robber. He is the gate. He is the entryway. Your Bible clearly says that there is no other name given under heaven and to men in which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So listen, you're going to have to make your mind up. If you're Catholic and you're listening to this, are you going to believe the words of the Pope? Are you going to believe the words of Jesus himself? Oh, it gets more and more intriguing. This statement was made at an interreligious meeting. Hello, this terminology, friends, this is what's going to shape this one world religion. It's pulling all religions together under one umbrella with the intent of unity. But at what cost? At what sacrifice? Apparently, we're willing to completely deny the word of God in the name of religious unity. Wow. Again, this was with young people at a Catholic junior college shortly before his departure back to Rome. Departing from his prepared remarks, Francis spoke off the cuff, stating that different religions are like different languages to reach God.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione, sono come diverse lingue, diverse idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison, an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Again, sounds really good and sounds real spiritual, but it's not biblical. Different religions are like different languages to reach God. No, it's not. Really? I mean, do we really have to go this down this route? Are we going to, where should we start? Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Islam, Buddhism? Are you telling me that those are quote unquote different languages to reach God? So they have different ideologies. They have different doctrines. And they say, they make statements that are contradictory to Jesus himself. And you're telling me, well, that's just a different expression and a different language. But it just all leads to the same God. Let's just read on and see what he says here. If you start to fight, my religion is more important than yours, mine is true and yours isn't, where will that lead us? He asked. There's only, quote, one God, and each of us has a language to arrive at God. Wow, guys, such blasphemous statements. Because again, if I didn't read to you the first part of this, you would be like, oh, that's not that bad. But listen what he says. Quote, some are Sikh, Muslim, Hindu, Christian, and they are different paths to, quote, God. Friends, this man is literally telling us that it doesn't matter what religion you are and what little g God you serve, they all lead to the same God. They all lead to Yahweh, Elohim, I am. They all lead to him. No. No, they don't. If that were true, then what would even be the point of Jesus going to the cross and doing what he did and paying the price he did for our atonement? My friends, listen to me. This is conditioning society. This is conditioning society to embrace and receive exactly what the Bible has foretold. That there would be mass deception and people would be swallowed up by this stuff. Look at, one of the most disturbing parts about, you could do a simple Google search. And as of 2024, the Catholic Church has been between 1.28 and 1.39 billion members worldwide. All right. Then there's roughly 1.9 billion Muslims worldwide. Muslims, remember, Muslims believe that Jesus is not and was not the Son of God. They believe in a God that is not the God of the Christians. Just, I don't care what this Pope says. The same goes for Hinduism, Buddhism. And if you start, when you start adding these numbers up, friend, and the amount of people that believe this stuff, this is terrifying. And this is why the Bible says that wide and broad is the path of destruction, and many be that go into it, and narrow and compressed, and few be that find it to the way of life. Now, not everybody was excited about what he said here or agree with it. Reacting to the pontiff's comments, Bishop Joseph Strickland, who oversaw the Roman Catholic Diocese of Tyler, Texas, until his dismissal by the Vatican last year, said in a post on X, quote, please pray for Pope Francis to clearly state that Jesus Christ is the only way. To deny this is to deny him. If we deny Christ, he will deny us. He cannot deny himself. Guys, this bishop is calling this guy out. He is calling out this apostasy. Strickland was ousted for disagreeing with Francis on the issue of banning pro-abortion Catholic politicians from receiving communion and over the degree to which outreach to the LGBT community is acceptable in the Catholic Church. Again, let me say that again. This bishop was ousted because he defended the Bible. He opposed communion being distributed to people who stood for the murdering of innocent children in the womb, which at one time the Catholic Church was all about, come on, defending the sanctity of life. But that has changed. Then he was also rebuked and thrown out because he stood against accepting what God calls an abomination to be normal in the church. Now, look, as much as we could get our feathers ruffled over this, this is Bible prophecy unfolding right before our eyes, friends. This is Bible prophecy unfolding right before our eyes. Again, I want to remind you, there is coming a false prophet. Now, am I saying that the Pope is the false prophet? No, but he could be. And if it's not this one, it could be one coming after him. But whoever the false prophet is that will come to power with the Antichrist, he is going to do exactly what this guy's doing right here. He's going to have a form of Christianity, a form of religion, but it's going to be an apostate form of Christianity. It's gonna look like a lamb. It's gonna be dressed up. It's gonna be polished like religion always is. But when the mouth speaks, it will not adhere to sound doctrine. It will not be biblical. The mouth will speak and it will be of a dragon. It will be demonic. Pope went on with more blasphemous statements. Francis went on referring to the universal nature of God, claimed, listen to this, since God is God for all, then, quote, we are all children of God. All right, stop. That is not true either. How many have heard this? Come on, raise your hand. Let me see a little hand raise in the chat below. If you've heard this statement, we're all just children of God. That is not a true, that is not biblical. Now that sounds like it would be biblical, don't it? But it's not. The truth is we are all creations of God, but we are not all children of God. Let me say that again. We are all creations of God, but we are not all children of God. Well, I need Bible for that, Brother Ricky. Okay, let's talk about it. Romans 9:8 says, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Romans 8:14-16, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Galatians 3:26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ, not faith in whatever, in Buddhism or Islam or Muhammad or Confucius or Hinduism. He says, you're sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:10, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Friends, listen to me. As spiritual as that sounds, that we're all children of God, it is a falsehood. And it's not biblical. Again, we are all creations of God. But when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and you are born again and you have a relationship with him, then you become sons of God. Then you become children of God. But if you, listen, if you are adhere to a false religion and you are worshiping a false god, little g, you are not a child of God, the true God of Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? So this Pope, in this meeting, he is encouraging young people to engage and sustain an interfaith dialogue. Guys, it is my opinion that this is exactly what John saw in Revelation 13. This is going to become a stronghold to the point where it's going to give way for this false prophet to arise in the last days and deceive the masses through this nonsense right here. It's pulling all these faiths and religions and false gods together under one umbrella, claiming that we're all children of God, and this is going to pave the way for mass deception like we've never seen before. All right, so we have the false prophet who is, again, he's going to pull all the, he's going to create this one world religion, but he's also going to create this image of the beast. Okay. And we know, and I believe AI is going to be completely responsible for that. Now, speaking of artificial intelligence, I also believe artificial intelligence is going to play a major role in the creation of the beast system. Now, when I say the beast system, we're talking about it. This is going to have some type of global surveillance to it. It's going to have some type of global monitoring to it, and it's going to have a global beast system of buying, selling, and trading. Now, could we see this begin to take and unfold and start to come to pass in our lifetime? Absolutely. Let's show you some examples of this today. Look at this headline. This is from The Sun. Full list of shops going cashless, including major supermarket locations. Many retailers are banishing cash from stores, including major supermarkets. and a huge shakeup for shoppers, retailers such as Tesco and Asda. And again, this is overseas, but this is happening here in the States as well. These are all cutting cash payments in some of their outlets to cut queues. Whether you're filling up the car or ordering a sandwich for lunch, you may get to the checkout, discover, quote, you can't pay cash. Retailers have said the move will reduce queues. I don't know how you pronounce that right there. But it's not been without controversy. Many have said it will make life harder for some customers. One customer commented on X, even if you don't mind cashless, stop being so smug about and inconsiderate and think about the elderly, disabled, and those on lower incomes who budget better with cash. Look at this. So here's an individual saying that basically what we've been saying, that society will be forced into embracing something. And this is what's happening. Society is being forced into a cashless society. And this individual said, we need to think about the elderly, the disabled, those who are on a lower incomes who have budget and a budget better with cash, but they are going to be left in the dust. They're being forced to come on to accept this new technology. The move towards cashless shopping accelerated following the pandemic, when many retailers, pubs, cafes, and restaurants were forced to go card only. Again, never let a disaster go to waste. And this is what they did. They used that as a catalyst, as an opportunity. However, a YouGov survey commissioned by the Payment Choice Alliance in early of June 2023 revealed that only 3% of the adult UK population have stopped using cash entirely. So they've got a long way to go, but you can see the push for this. Concerns were also raised in March when a tech meltdown left Sainsbury's stores unable to take contactless payments, causing chaos. This was followed by a global tech outage in July that left many retailers unable to accept contactless payments. So you can read on. We posted this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. There is a whole entire list of all of these grocery chains and retail shops that are no longer using cash. They're going completely cashless. And again, I know this is centered around the UK, but again, this is coming over to the States as well. Now, here's a little bit more on this of exactly what we're talking about.
Welcome back. 9/11 is your time, and you're seeing it more and more businesses opting to go cashless. Notably, now at the Falcons and Atlanta United games, you cannot pay with cash. Instead, you take your cash to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and put it on a card with no fees attached. The Fox 5's I-Team's Dana Fowle shows us how it works.
Something has changed at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There is no change. Nope, no cash at all exchanged here. The stadium where the Atlanta...
Did you hear that? No cash exchange at all. No cash exchange at all. And again, this is in the United States.
Falcons and Atlanta United play in March went cashless.
Around a third of our fans this last match have said it's been noticeably faster. The transactions and the lines are moving faster than they have been when we're already known for our speed of service.
And this has allowed some prices to drop, too. Hot dogs are now only $1.50. Now, the transition has been pretty easy, in part because most fans use cards or mobile payments these days anyway. But if you are part of the bankless or you just still prefer cash...
Look at these ATMs right here, these devices. Convert cash to card. Card and mobile payment only. Now, how many's been in Walmarts and you see this? So again, this is slowly creeping in, is what I'm saying. This is not, you know, in the United Kingdom, they said only 3% of the population is on board with this. I suspect that number is a lot larger in the United States, just because we jump on anything and everything that is convenient, of simplicity, or whatever the case may be. So it would be interesting to see that number as well. But look, you can see all this everywhere you go now.
Here's how you can still enjoy a night at the Benz.
You must insert between $10 and $1,000.
Think of this as a reverse ATM. And in quick time, it comes out.
Please take your card.
A Visa debit card. Two things to note. There are no fees. The stadium absorbs that cost. And you can use this card anywhere.
Again, This is going to be the enticement. No fees, and you can use it anywhere. That's what do you think the mark of the beast is going to be? You get that mark, and they convince you, get this in your hand, get this in your forehead, and you can buy, sell, and trade anywhere on the planet. You will not be left out. But if you don't, there will be consequences.
Not just at the stadium.
We know some folks come to maybe only one event per year and didn't want them to be stuck with a balance that they couldn't use until next year.
Right.
So this can be used at your grocery store. It can be used to get gas in your car, whatever the case may be.
Cashless payment is trending in the metro area. Restaurants, coffee shops, and other retailers are also going cashless. Some for safety reasons. An employee from this Howell Mill restaurant was murdered in 2017 while closing up when armed robbers came for the cash. And many millennials, well, they just don't carry money anymore.
Again, stop. You see, did you hear that? So it's ease of convenience. It's safe. It promotes safety. Number three, most millennials don't carry cash anymore. Do you see this, how this is all playing into this? And guys, we've beaten a dead horse about this, but you need to share this with your family, your friends. For us, guys, all this is doing is sharpening our sword. We're sharpening our sword of discernment, sharpening our sword of knowledge on this and information. But there's people out there, family, friends, coworkers, acquaintances, neighbors, they don't have a clue about this. This is why we do what we do, so you can share this content with them. Because you may not know all these scriptures, but you can share our content with them and say, look, this is exactly what Bible prophecy has foretold, and this is how it's coming to pass in our lifetime.
In fact, Mercedes-Benz management says at any given time, they see fewer than 2% of their fans use cash. Only about 0.5% do at a soccer game.
Folks like the ease, the quicker transactions, not waiting to get change back that you have to do with cash.
All right, so we've got companies transitioning to cash, or they're giving transitioning to cashless, and they're giving incentives not to use cash. But then you've got companies that are completely banning cash altogether.
There's an open secret to keeping the line moving at busy New York City lunch spot Two Forks, and owner Michael Kaplan has no problem sharing it.
With every cash transaction, the payment process was slowing down significantly.
So cash is now off limits at his fast casual restaurant.
Cash is off limits at this restaurant.
It's debit or credit card only, and most customers seem to be embracing the switch.
I never.
Wow. Most customers are embracing it. Listen to this.
I have cash on me. I always have my card on me, so for me it's pretty much easier.
From coffee shops to larger restaurant chains, more businesses are now banning bills.
14, 15.
Proponents say eliminating hard currency is not only faster, it also reduces the risk of robberies. But not everyone's buying into it.
Opponents argue these kind of places discriminate against people without cards who may be on low incomes. And in some places, efforts are underway to ban businesses from banning cash.
Wow. Wow. Well, good luck with that.
Not everybody has plastic.
A Chicago lawmaker is pushing the city council to make it illegal. In Massachusetts, it already is. A recent survey found only 11% of Americans choose cash as their preferred form of payment.
So there you go. There's your number. So 3% in the UK, 11% in the United States that prefer cash only. So there's your percentages. Look at this. 40% credit card, 35% debit card.
I don't use cash. It actually seems strange to use cash.
It actually seems strange to use cash.
Dos Toros Taqueria owners Oliver and Leo Kramer say they rarely have to turn away cash loyal customers.
That's where everything's going. I know China's basically there already.
Listen to these statements. That's where everything's going, and China's there already. And these are people, I'm guarantee the probability of these people not being believers is very great. And they recognize this. They're making these statements.
India's halfway there. A lot of parts of Europe are mostly cashless.
Look at that. Look at the sign. We are cashless. Why cashless?
And they're ready to cash in on a cashless future.
Wow, guys. Wow. And speaking of China is the forerunner. I believe China is the forerunner of creating this beast system. Check this out.
Well, China is pushing ahead into a cashless society. It's creating a new digital currency to replace paper money and coins. It will also give the Communist Party total knowledge of how the Chinese people are spending their money.
Whoa. It will give the Chinese Party, the Communist Party, total transparency. It will know every transaction made. Why do you think there's such a push, guys, for a digital currency?
And that opens the door for unprecedented government control. George Thomas has the story.
The Chinese were the first in the world to invent paper money back in the 7th century. Now, more than 1,400 years later, China is again on the cusp of creating a new form of government currency that some say could pose a serious economic threat to America and the West.
China is about to launch one of the most revolutionary financial projects in the world.
They're not cryptocurrencies. They're not so-called stable coins. In effect, they are the national physical currency of a country just represented in a digital form.
Eric Bethel is the former U.S. executive director of the World Bank.
Bitcoin near record highs, crossing 23,000.
He says while the world fixates on private cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin,
but the digital yuan isn't a payment system, it's actual money.
Beijing is busy building a digital version of its own currency.
They're building the, again, and this is 3 years old, guys, and I'm showing you this. This is in play now. They've been creating their own currency.
Yuan, also known as the renminbi, to control its citizens and eventually threaten the dominance of the U.S. dollar.
They've pretty much created all of the building blocks that will allow a central bank digital currency to flourish.
And wow, what a statement.
Right, Yahya Fanusi, a former economic and counterterrorism analyst in the CIA, says China's goal is to replace cash with a digital currency that's controlled by the communist government's central bank.
China has said for a while that it expects to pretty much be a cashless society in the future. So the idea is that cash notes, coins will no longer be around and that people will be using digital currency that's going to be in their wallets.
That digital currency will also be issued by the government bank, allowing what...
Wow, that's not disturbing at all. And again, you don't think that's going to come to America? You don't think there's powers behind the scenes that are already in play pushing this as the norm for America and other countries outside of China?
What Congressman Michael McCaul, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says is unprecedented access to people's financial transactions.
This will give them data on behavior, how they spend.
And giving Beijing the power to track that spending in real time.
There will be a point where the People's Bank of China is going to be able to peer inside of every single transaction that everyone does 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Listen to that. Again, Revelation 13. You will not be able to buy, sell, or trade lest you have the mark of the beast. Again, you don't think it's going to be, that's going to be, this type of technology is going to play into that because they'll be able to see, track, and monitor every transaction you make. The Antichrist will know whether or not your allegiance has been pledged to him because he will see your transactions. He will see where your money's spent. He will see what you support, what you don't support. Are you a Christian? Are you tithing? Are you giving to churches? And again, the Church of Christ, the ecclesia is banned in China. That's why the underground church thrives in China, because they're not welcomed. China has rewritten the Bible. This is the Antichrist spirit, friend, alive and well in China. And this has become the blueprint, the catalyst of where the world is going.
Which means if you are a human rights activist or a Christian, authorities can now use this new technology to punish you If you engage in activities they consider anti-government.
There it is.
This technological ability is something that the government has never had before. It always had to go to companies to say, okay, cut off this person. Now, the Chinese government, I think, with sort of the proverbial the flip of a switch, can make people fall in line by cutting off their access to money.
Wow, guys.
Eventually, U.S. and other foreign companies doing business in China will be required to use the government's new digital currency payment system.
Listen to that.
There's a competitive issue. There are, I'd say, even cybersecurity issues, privacy issues. You're handing over your data to the Chinese Communist Party by participating in this digital currency system.
The U.S. dollar is the world's dominant reserve currency. China's renminbi is number 8. Beijing's ambition is to eventually supplant the dollar's global dominance with the digital yuan.
The big concern is internationally, especially for the U.S., is in the long term, this is an important step. This is what I would call a fintech, a financial technology development. And the issue is that China is thinking decades in advance. It's not thinking about the next 2 to 3 years, you know, per se.
Do you hear that? They're not thinking short term. They're thinking long term. And this is creepy because it's almost like they know what's coming. But can I tell you, in essence, they do, because again, who do you think the spirit, Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and demonic forces behind the scenes. So the spirit that's behind this, the demonic forces, the Antichrist spirit that's behind this, creating this, already knows where this is going. Because it's been foretold, guys. It's been prophesied. It's been seen by John the Revelator.
In June, the communist government handed out more than $6 million worth of its digital currency to its citizens as part of a series of trials around the country. The first kicked off in Beijing, allowing residents there to use two government bank apps to test digital payments. China then plans to make its big digital currency splash at the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics.
And again, I understand, guys, I realize this is a little bit older. This is 3 years old when this report came out. But the reason why I'm playing this is because I want you to know that. I want you to have the understanding of where this is all heading.
Olympics. Now that the world's largest authoritarian regime has launched this first-of-a-kind sovereign digital currency, some in the U.S., like Congressman Mike Waltz, worry Beijing will use this form of payment to also skirt economic sanctions.
The Chinese government convinces countries like Burma, Iran, North Korea, and others to do business in that Chinese digital currency. It'll also allow China and those countries to work around one of our most powerful tools, which is sanctions.
Based on history, Waltz believes China is only too happy to share the technology with other rogue regimes that seek to enhance their own surveillance capabilities over their citizens.
Wow. Now, on that note, let me show you this article. This is intriguing because remember I said in Revelation 13, the false prophet will seek out the people of the earth and they will create this image of the beast. Look at this. Here's an example of the people, I believe, that are going to be the lemmings, the volunteers that will create this thing. Billionaire Larry Ellison says a vast AI-fueled surveillance system can ensure citizens will be on their, quote, best behavior. What? The billionaire co-founder of Oracle has said that AI will usher in a new era of surveillance that he gleefully said will ensure that the citizens of the earth will be on their best behavior. He made these comments as he spoke to investors earlier this week during an Oracle Financial Analyst meeting where he shared his thoughts on the future of AI-powered surveillance tools. Ellison said that AI would be used in the future to constantly watch and analyze vast surveillance systems like security cameras, police body cameras, doorbell cameras, and vehicle dashboard cameras. Listen to that. Wow. You want to talk about dystopian? You want to talk about 1984? Ellison said that this AI in the future will be able to watch and analyze vast surveillance systems such as security cameras, police body cameras, doorbell cameras, and vehicle dashboard cameras. By the way, did you know that this technology has already been implemented in Florida? These AI traffic cams and surveillance cameras in the state of Florida was used to apprehend the recent shooter that was trying to take out Trump. They used this technology to find him so quick. Now you say, well, that's a good thing, Brother Ricky. Yes, as long as it's in hands of good people. But according to your Bible, there's coming a day when there will be a regime. There will be an administration, a power that will rise that will use this same technology in nefarious ways, and it will come back to bite us. And by the way, here, this was a title straight from the Wall Street Journal. Look at this headline. Amazon wants your palm and TSA wants your face. What saying yes will mean? What saying yes will mean? Here's another article. This is from The Blaze. Bill Gates pushes for digital identifications to tackle, quote, misinformation and curb free speech. Bill Gates, who has been influential in shaping public health, news landscape, education policies, AI, populations, American farmland, energy sector, foreign policy, even the earth itself. Again, he's been influential in this. He recently came out and hinted that he would also like to see free speech and engagements online shaped to his liking. In a recent interview, CNET asked Gates about what to do about, quote, misinformation, a topic explored in his forthcoming Netflix docuseries and some of his blog posts. The billionaire answered that there will be, quote, systems and behaviors in place to expose content originators. Guys, I got to pull this up. I'm going to pull the full screen image of this up here. Again, in a recent interview by CNET, Bill Gates was asked about what are you going to do? What are we going to do about misinformation? And he said that, quote, there will be systems and behaviors in place to expose content originators. Systems and behaviors. He went on to say that he suggested that the boundary between crazy but free speech versus misleading people in a dangerous way or inciting them is a very tough boundary. Quote, you know, I think every country is struggling to find that boundary. The U.S. is a tough one because, you know, we have the notion of the First Amendment, you know, that pesky constitution. Boy, is it getting in the way, isn't it? It's just so, you know, these guys say it's outdated, that it's a one publication even said it was a danger to democracy, the Constitution. Quote, so what are the expectations? You know, like yelling fire in a theater, the billionaire has previously hinted at the kinds of speech he finds troubling. For example, in January of 2021, during an MSNBC interview, Gates took issue with content encouraging people not to trust the advice on mask and taking the shot. He goes on further and says that, I do think over time, you know, with things like deepfakes, most of the time you're online, you're going to want to be in an environment where the people are truly identified. And he went on to say that is they're connected to a real world identity that you trust instead of people just saying whatever they want. Now, in doing so, in this expression, he has emphasized the need of a digital identity. This is how this will be carried out. This is how we're going to be able to make this happen. Now, folks, listen to me. We did another podcast on this, how there is a, we explained it in detail about this push for a digital identification. We talked about the push for a digital currency. Today, what I wanted to do is come on here and put, and again, lay out more pieces of the puzzle on the table so that you, as an intelligent individual who, and I believe the vast majority of our audience that's listening are spirit-filled believers, that you can take these pieces of the puzzle, put them together, and get the entirety of where this is and where we're going. Again, where we're heading is a dystopian, totalitarian system in the future that will be headed by the Antichrist with his sidekick, the false prophet, and together they will create the most controlling, totalitarian system that the planet has ever seen. They will create an image of the beast. that will demand the worship of the people. They will create a buying, selling, and trading system that will mark every citizen on the planet. And they will know whether or not you have pledged your allegiance, because that's what it all comes down to. You read Revelation 13 and all these things that they're doing, it all comes back to the worshiping of the Antichrist, which in essence, you are worshiping Satan. And that's what Satan wanted from the beginning. He wanted worship. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be like God. So my friends, I want to leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, I want to implore you to get our free app available on Apple and Android devices. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away and good to go today. And as always, guys, we would love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically. That's the easiest way. It's just right there through the app at the bottom of the app where it says donate. Or you can jump over to the website and click on where it says support the ministry or donate. You can click there and give various ways electronically, or you can give by check or money. Listen, we still accept cash and checks. You're good. So you know what I'm saying? So we still accept cash. We still accept checks. So again, if you're old school, and there's nothing wrong with that, and you'd like to support us with a check or money order, you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So, you know, we're not there yet, guys, but we're heading there. So, you know, use these liberties while we have them, because they are dwindling away. Listen, I want to thank everybody that hopped on here on last night on the prayer meeting. We had a powerful time in prayer and intercession for our country, for our president, for our children. We just love you guys. We appreciate you. We thank you for all of your partnership, your support, your emails, your encouragement, your gifts, things that you bless us with as we try to be a blessing back to you. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We plan on being back, Lord willing, again tomorrow night on Wednesday the 18th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another great program. So until then, I pray that the Lord bless you, may keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.